Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, on the appearance day of Lord Varaha, recorded July 31st, 1977, in Bhubaneswara, India.
Today, Varaha Dadasi, appearance of Krishna's taking the incarnation of Varaha, boar, Keshavadhita, Sukara Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha. Rāmādi-mutti-sukalānyam-enatistan nānāvatāra-makarad-dhubunī-sukhintu kṛṣṭasyāṁ-samabhavat paramappamānuju govindamādi-kṛṣṭam-tama. Kṛṣṭā, Govinda, Adipurus, the original person, he is taking various forms, Rāmādi-mutti-su, especially Sri Rama, Parshurama, Balarama, and Dasarathi Rama. So this Rama means enjoyment. So Krishna's enjoyment. So it does not mean Krishna has appeared as the boar. It does not mean he's suffering. Everything is ananda chinmaya rasa prativhavitari. Sometimes a big man becomes a horse. There is a very nice, interesting story that the big Prime Minister Gladstone, English Prime Minister Gladstone.
Yeah.
Yes. So, somebody came to see him for an interview. So the servant informed the visitor that the Prime Minister is now busy. He has to wait. So he was waiting, he was a big man. So 1 hour passed. So he became inquisitive. So with the little opening of the door, he wanted to see how is this man is engaged. I'm waiting for 1 hour. So he saw that the Prime Minister has become a horse taking his grandchild on the back. And he's playing like a horse. And the important visitor is waiting for 1 hour. So this is enjoyment. The Prime Minister is not the horse, but he is enjoying taking his grandchild on the back, and he was playing like a horse. And the grandchild was hut, hut, hut. This was his engagement. So similarly, because he has become the horse of his grandchild, he is not horse, he is enjoyer. That is enjoyment. Similarly, when Keshavadhita Sukara Rupa or Keshavadhita Varaha Rupa does not mean that he is Varaha or he is crocodile or he is something like that. No. He is everything. But that is not by karma. When we become crocodile, that is karma, punishment. We are now human beings. It may be next life I become a crocodile according to karma. Be forced by the laws of nature. Just like in Honolulu, Hawaii, we see so many young boys, they are enjoying the surfing in the middle of the ocean, struggling. So, our karma, if we are practiced to that way, then at the time of death, I shall think of those in the middle of ocean, swimming and struggling. Then Krishna will give opportunity to become a aquatic. Very easily we can remain within the water. That is the laws of nature. Jang jang vapi smaran loki tajatanti kalevaram. So our taking the shape of crocodile or boar or something, animal, that is karma. But that is a horse, real horse, is karma. But the gladiators becoming a horse, that is not karma, that is anya. We should understand like that. That when Kesavadhita, Kurma Sarira, and Varaha Sarira is not forced by karma. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Namī karma phalistriha. He is self-sufficient. So, everything is enjoyment. We are also seeking enjoyment because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, Anandamaya Vyasa, Krishna or his part and parcel, the same quality. Krishna is seeking enjoyment. And we are also seeking enjoyment. But we can enjoy together in the spiritual world without any hamper, without any impediment. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi stabhi jayiva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govindavadi purusamitam. When we dance with Krishna in the Goloka Vrindavan, both of us are enjoying. Krishna is enjoying, we are also enjoying. But if we want to enjoy independent of Krishna, or to imitate Krishna, or to become Krishna, then it is Maya. Then it is Maya. So this material world means the same enjoying spirit is there within me. But if I want to become Krishna or enjoy independently, then it is Maya. So therefore, we should enjoy with Krishna. That is the aim of. The same thing is there. So Krishna comes therefore, personally, appears, and exhibits his enjoying love in Vrindavan. He brings his friends, his girlfriend, boyfriend, everything, his father, his mother, and souls, that the enjoyment which you are seeking, that is there in the spiritual world with me, see how I am enjoying, so that we may have our brain clear, that if we enjoy Krishna, we can enjoy the dance, the paternal love, the conjugal love, the friendly playing with boys, with animals, in the garden, in the forest, in the water, same thing is there. Everything is there, all these four things, but spiritual. So, this is Krishna's Leela. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. So, we are seeking pleasure within this material world. That is imitation. That is not real enjoyment. But the basic principle of enjoyment is there. there is imitation, enjoyment, love between young boy, young girl. So where from it comes? It is there in Krishna. Otherwise how it can come? It is not possible. Janmādhasya-yataha. This loving exchange between young boy, young girl, is there. Krishna is also enjoying there. The gopis, the young girls, Krishna is young. They exchange their love between father and son, mother and son. The exchange of love between friend and friend. The exchange of love between animal and man. We just like we keep so many animals. Krishna is also enjoying with the cubs. Sometimes with other animals also. Same thing is there. It is simply imitation here. Otherwise, everything is there in the spiritual world. We are mistaking here karma-phala-bhāgya. But here is no inebriety in the spiritual world. Here it is full of inebrieties. We see that Krishna is enjoying with the gopis, but there is no inebriety. There is no pregnancy, there is no abortion. That is beauty. And the material world, the love is turned into lust, desire, and it entails so many difficulties. Janamaitunadigrihamedi sukhammitucham kannayanena karayo divadukha dukham. Here, sex life means entails so many sufferings. But there is no sex life in the spiritual world, but the pleasure is there. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Therefore, there is restriction. Sex life is there. But a tuberculosis patient, if he enjoys sex life, he'll die very soon. Without sex life, he could live for some years. Everyone will die. So, for tuberculosis patient, sex life is strictly prohibited. So when there is prohibition, just like in the material world, there is prohibition. No sex life. Because we are patients here, tuberculosis patient. If we enjoy sex life, then we'll die. Die means we are already dead. Because we have to accept this dead body. This body is dead. And so long I am within this body, simply it is moving. Just like motor car. Motor car is a lump of matter. But when the driver is acting, it is moving. Similarly, this body, by Maya, we are thinking that this body is living. It is not living, it is dead. From the very beginning, it is dead. And when the soul will go away, it will appear its real identity, dead. Otherwise, it is dead. Therefore Krishna says that you are lamenting on this body, you are such a rascal. Nanu sochanti pandita. Those who are learned, they do not care for this body. Either dead or alive, it is dead matter. So why should you lament for the dead matter? Asachyananusutasthaṁ prajñāmādāṁ suhāsaṁ gatāsaṁ āgatāsaṁ sa nānusutasthaṁ. This is spiritual life. When we are not at all concerned with this body, material body, and that is the beginning of spiritual life. And so long we are interested with the dead lump of matter, and without any information of the spirit soul within it, that is material. This is the difference between material life and spiritual life. One who is in ignorance, without any knowledge of the spirit soul, and identifying with this body and trying to enjoy life, he is implicated. Life after life will change and enjoy in different ways. What's the enjoyment? The enjoyment is eating, sleeping, sex and defense. So either you become one little insect or you become Brahma. The same enjoyment in different forms. Therefore, punapunacharvitacharvanala. Repeating the same process, eating, sleeping, making, and doing. But there is a life eternal, which is not just eating, sleeping, but another enjoyment, ananda chinmaya rasa. We can get it. So therefore, in this life, we should understand. We should be little sober that this is our disease condition. I am eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Why I am put into this condition of birth, death, old age and disease? This is my disease. This is not healthy condition. So one who is sober, dhira, he understands that this is my tuberculosis disease state. We should restrict all the so-called material happiness and prepare for the spiritual life, eternal life, that is a human consciousness. Otherwise we are in darkness. Mura, duskitina mura, naradhava, life is lost. So, Krishna has so many lilas, activities. Krishna is not different from his activities, they are absolute. So these are the occasions we can hear about his activities. We are benefited. Therefore he plays sometimes as Meena Sarira, as Braha Sarira, as Kurma Sarira, Ramadi Mutti Sikara Niyamena. There are hundreds and thousands of incarnation. Addaita yachyati anadi anantarupam. Just like you cannot count the waves of the river, it is going on continually. Similarly, the incarnation of Krishna is going on eternally. So many. If you take the opportunity of hearing Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, about Vishnu's lila activities. And if you simply stick to the Nirakar Brahma, what we shall hear? Therefore they fall down, these Mayavadis, who simply take seriously the impersonal feature of Krishna, because there is no lila. Brahma, Brahma, Hang, Brahma, Brahma. Yeah, how long it will go on? It will be happy. But when you take to Krishna's personal activities, there are newer, 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 and multi and many. Then we get the opportunity of hearing Krishna. Then you stick. Otherwise, if I simply become understood about the Brahma future, it will be happening. Because we want to seek ananda, pleasure. So in the impersonal future, there is no pleasure. Just like the sky, even if you take a very nice aeroplane and simply fly in the sky, you will be very much displeased. That is our practical experience. If you go in the sea and for months together remain in the sea, you will be very much sick. We want pleasure. We want pleasure. Variety. That is Krishna's desire. He also discovered varieties of pleasure. And if we join with him, we also enjoy the varieties of pleasure eternally in the spiritual world. That is success of life. Thank you very much.